This Mark Start Money Podcast. If the subject is about money and life or questioning the so-called experts on the subject, we open the conversations. Welcome to this episode of the Smart Start Money Podcast. My name is Eric Flynn. Today I'm going to be talking about something I heard not too long ago about how millennials seem to want success too fast and they don't want to work for it. I'm not too sure this is exactly accurate for most younger people entering the working world today, and I will be explaining why. Whether you are an older worker and don't quite understand the younger generation at your job, or if you are one of the millennials in the workplace that is tired of hearing about your generation's bad reputation as being unmotivated, lazy, or wanting immediate success, this is a podcast you'll want to hear. Today's podcast, I wanted to discuss the millennial generation and just younger people in the workplace compared to older generations. The subject is something I wanted to cover because I previously overheard an older celebrity from the baby boomer generation on the television one morning as I was getting dressed. And this person was stating how the younger generation just wants, they seem to want success in their careers too fast, along with the financial success, and they don't want to work for that success. Although I think some younger workers do expect that success too fast, I think as an entire generation, millennials do not necessarily expect financial and career success too fast. They are just in a different workplace than previous generations. And a lot of times I think those previous generations don't realize just how much the world and the workplace has changed. Now, first, let's take a look at, since I'm going to be discussing the younger generation and mainly the millennial generation, let's take a look at what the age range is classified as for a person being a millennial. And millennials are classified as people being born between 1982 and 2002. And that's according to the Census Bureau. So this is a lot of the younger workers that are in the workforce today, and even some of them that will shortly be coming out of high school. The young adults in this category are many times given, I believe anyways, an unfair label. Often they're being labeled as lazy or not willing to work hard for success. This is something that seems to be used to describe millennials sometimes by previous generations. And although there might be some millennials not wanting to work, as I mentioned, this is no different than any other generation. There are always people that want to get to the top as fast as they can. There's always going to be people like that. Generations previous to millennials many times label them unfairly. Baby boomers don't seem to quite understand millennials and their worth ethic. The boomers and previous generations see millennials as a generation that many times appears to feel entitled. But I guess the question here is this really the case with millennials? Do millennials really expect career and financial success too fast, or is there something else that has made them seem quite different from previous generations? To understand why millennials seem unusual from previous generations in the workplace, it's important to explore how the world has changed. Generations that are not millennial regularly forget the changes that have occurred and keep happening in today's global working world. These adjustments are not only creating variations on how millennials work, but it's also shaping their lives. So you might be asking yourself, if you're listening to this podcast, if you are from a previous generation to millennials, why do the millennials seem different in the workplace compared to other generations? And one thing generations prior to millennials often forget is the workplace. It's just simply not the same today as it once was. Previous generations of workers had a much more different relationship with their employer than they do today. Employees many times stayed with the same company for a lifetime just a few decades ago. The company, in turn, would reward their employees for this loyalty. Good benefits and a pension at the end of a career for retirement was common for older generations. The benefits of being a lifetime employee for a company are disappearing today, and employer loyalty has fallen dramatically. And the workplace has changed, and it's not for the better. Millennials just entering the working world are often able to quickly see these things because for them, these things are the norm and they're not an actual change. Although there might be many jobs available at this time in the economy, and if you listen to the news, a lot of times you'll hear how the economy is booming and jobs are up and wages are up. It's simply not the entire story. The wages many times don't keep up with the costs of daily living, and especially when it comes to things like housing and medical insurance and higher education, and the benefits are not the same in the workplace. Reductions in pay, retirement benefits, and healthcare are the new standard in today's working world. These standards in the workplace come at the same time employers are growingly moving to a leaner mentality with their headcount and their staff. Many employers are having their workers take on more responsibility and work. And the result is having fewer workers do the work of more. And this results in it increasingly becoming a challenge to find a work-life balance for particularly the younger generation of workers that are entering the workforce. Previous generations in the workplace and their employers had a mentality of working together. Today, it seems the mindset is more of an I got mine approach. So who cares about anyone else? Employers and employees are not even close to being a family like many companies claim. As more businesses keep searching for higher profits and to please shareholders, workers themselves are losing their loyalty to an employer. Due to the result of this, job changes are more frequent today than they were in previous generations. For young millennials in the working world today, it is likely they will have 12 to 15 different employers. The possibility of a few career changes is also something that is real. And just a little statistic here is, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average worker today that's entering the workforce will have at least 10 different jobs before the age of 40. It is statistically likely in today's world for most workers to either leave a job by their own choice or through their employers many times. These more frequent job changes compared to previous decades can certainly be partly to blame for millennials appearing to be slightly disconnected at work. So you think about that for a minute. You know, the younger generation, they're very educated people. They catch on to how employers are treating their employees. And if there is no loyalty there, they can appear to be slightly disconnected at work. And that's certainly somewhat understandable when you think about it. With many of today's employers, it's statistically not a matter of if an employee will be moving on to another job, but in many cases, it's only a matter of when. And these frequent changes in an employer have resulted in many millennials experiencing periods of unemployment or working in positions underemployed. If you don't know the term underemployed, that is, you know, you have a college-educated younger adult that gets out of school, gets a good job, and all of a sudden they get laid off or they're in between jobs where it's likely that their college education isn't really a benefit. They're in a job where they're underemployed with their experience and education. And this happens frequently today. And this can also add to millennials feeling less confident and disengaged. Because of these frequent job changes, it's more important than ever for millennials to prepare for their financial future. Due to this, I wrote an article at one time, which you can find on my website at smartstartmoney.com, titled, "What is the one thing you should save for with your first job?" And this is really intended for the millennials and younger generations entering the workplace today. And it goes into why it is so important in today's corporate world to financially prepare for job fluctuation of being employed and unemployed. And it comes back to that change in jobs 10 or more times during a person's career. There's a really good likelihood that the younger generation is going to be in between jobs several times, so they need to be financially prepared for that. Job changes for millennials and other generations of workers today can come at either the choice of the employer or the employee. This is another change that might hint at why millennials seem a little different in the workplace. Now, another thing you need to consider with the millennial generation today is millennials are making less money compared to previous generations. I know some people might argue this, that millennials are actually spending more and that's part of the problem. But if you take a look at the research and the statistics behind it, millennials are indeed making less money compared to previous generations. And it's estimated that there are now almost 49 million millennials between the ages of 27 and 37. And most of the workers in this category are indeed earning less money compared to previous generations. And one of these statistics here is according to a study published by Monthly Labor Review and the Bureau of Labor Statistics, Generation X and baby boomer families had household incomes from 11 to 14% higher when they were working in 1998. And this study took into consideration age, work status, and other variables. Now, surprisingly, this study conducted on millennials by the Bureau of Labor Statistics showed that they actually have less debt compared to Generation X. This is somewhat surprising when you think of the costs of things these days. Now, they had the millennials in that study less debt than Generation X, which was the only generation comparison that the data was available for. But even though millennials have less debt, it appears more of their debt is related to student loans compared to Generation X, which in the study, the previous generation from millennials had more debt concentrated in mortgages. Today, the millennials have more student loan debt, and that should not come as a surprise with the rising costs of higher education, where Generation X from this study have more of their debt concentrated in mortgages. And I think it's probably safe to say that the baby boomer generation also probably has more debt in mortgages compared to student loan debt. The study went on further to show that 20% of Generation X had student loan debt compared to one third of millennials that hold student loan debt. So you can clearly see that the younger people entering the working world are holding on to more student loans. With Generation X debt being mostly in mortgages and tied to a possibly appreciating asset, they've been much better off. The same could likely be said about the baby boomers as well. But like I said, the report didn't specifically study this generation compared to the millennials. While many generations previous to millennials believe their disconnected work loyalty and ethic is related to them wanting success at a fast pace, it doesn't really appear to be the true reason. The different attitudes of millennials to work and life might be the result of their lower earnings, fewer assets, and their higher student loan debt. And it's not just the workplace that has changed for millennials and why they might appear to be a little disconnected at work and wanting success too fast. Although it might be related to fewer assets and wages in the workplace, the lifestyles of millennials are much different from previous generations. And this might also be a direct correlation as to why millennials seem to have a much different outlook on life and work. Many people might think millennials are too focused on obtaining their success at a fast rate, and this could be a reason why several young adults delay marriage or starting a family. There does seem to be a difference in the lifestyles of millennials and previous generations. One study by the census showed that 8 in 10 people were married by the age of 30 in the 1970s, whereas today, 8 in 10 people don't get married until the age of 45. Lifestyle differences between either generations and millennials certainly show a contrast. Getting married and starting a family later in life with added student loan debt compared to previous generations has also resulted in more young people living with their parents much longer. A study by the census showed more young people lived with their parents than with a spouse through marriage. And I know a lot of times you'll hear people joke around that, you know, there's that 30-year-old guy living in the basement of his mom's house. But it's really nothing to joke around about. It is a lot of times due to the debt and lower wages that many young workers are earning. You got to think about it. The student loan debt a lot of these people have, a lot of these young kids have these days when they come out of school is astronomical. With the student loan debt being around $1.56 trillion, it's not uncommon for a lot of college students to leave school with $40,000 or more in debt. Now, most millennials today, they're also realizing they will be working longer compared to previous generations. And another study took a look at, through Manpower, took a look at 66% of millennials expect to work past the age of 65. 32% of them are expecting to be working past the age of 70. And these are likely good expectations, since the state of Social Security is increasingly becoming unknown for future generations. Some people believe the system will go bankrupt. Personally, I believe the Social Security system is going to be around for a while, but the age to collect benefits is likely going to keep rising. With countless millennials realizing they will be likely working longer than previous generations, they often do not spend as much of their money on possessions. They don't spend as much of their money on stuff, statistically. They many times prefer to have experiences, and they're willing to pay for them. So it's not uncommon for younger people to have faraway destination excursions, and they pay to have lifetime experiences. It seems to be something that the millennial generation really enjoys doing. And this probably isn't a bad thing, with the added hours they generally will work and the extended years they're probably going to work compared to previous generations. Millennials also tend to spend more on eating out, technology, and sports or music events compared to previous generations. And again, when you think about it, many of the things they do spend money on are, again, for those experiences. Technology is probably one consumer expense they certainly do not mind splurging on. For younger generations, this might be due to, you know, growing up in a fast-paced technology world. They just don't know the difference. But there certainly are people that can survive without the newest iPhone. The issue with millennials paying for experiences opposed to consumer things is, some experts argue it's hurting the economy. It might just be doing this from a financial standpoint, or it might not. Yet I will tell you there is one thing for sure. The expenses millennials select are probably good for their mental well-being. After all, happiness generally does not come from accumulating stuff. It comes from having a good mix of family, friends, and experiencing life. You can't really blame millennials for choosing this way of life, for them to want to spend their money on experiences as opposed to just accumulating more stuff. Another misconception that previous generations to millennials often have, in addition to them wanting financial and career success too fast, is millennials and their finances. Generations previous to millennials often believe that the younger generation, that they're big spenders and they don't generally save any money, even though what they are spending money on is not typical consumer items. This might be one of the biggest misunderstandings when it comes to the millennial generation. The truth is, the younger adults today are actually very good at saving some of the money they do have. They might even just be better at saving compared to some other generations. And an article that I found by the College Investor points out millennials actually save over 5% of their salary on average for things like emergencies, big purchases, and retirement. So while many people are thinking that millennials, they earn their money and just spend it all, it's just statistically simply not the case. They are good savers, and a lot of times they're better savers compared to previous generations. The only difference is, for many, they're earning less money, and they have less benefits compared to previous generations. So they have a more difficult time saving money, but they are saving. The College Investor also points out that low consumer spending by millennials might be related to something even bigger than just having more debt compared to previous generations. A lot of young adults grew up during the recession in 2008, and this might have resulted in many of them being more frugal as they witnessed their parents' fears and struggles during that time. If millennials are truly good savers and have good frugal practices, I question, you know, is this really necessarily a bad thing? I don't believe it, as many workers from other generations that have very little saved for retirement. I think the younger generation really, they do have a good head on their shoulders when it comes to a lot of things. They always aren't looking for financial and career success too fast. It's just a different world than previous generations grew up in. Another misconception about millennials is a large number of them are not able to purchase a home. This might be partly due to the debt many of them carry. And I know recently with home prices surging, it certainly can be the case that they just can't afford it. But the reality is a lot of them are saving for a home in addition to trying to put money away for retirement, at the same time paying off their student loan debt. For a lot of millennials, it is important for them to be financially stable before buying their first home. Not purchasing a home also often comes back to those life experiences that many younger people like to enjoy. Although some millennials do have trouble buying a home, numerous young adults, they plainly just choose not to be homeowners. I think this comes back to how they want to spend their life and have experiences and spend their money on experiences, but also they don't want to be tied down to one place. I think a lot of younger people in the workplace realize that loyalty in the working world, it's just not there. So there is that possibility of being in between jobs. And when you're a homeowner, that can certainly make things challenging. Now, as I mentioned, you know, although some millennials just really do want a career and financial success as fast as they can get it, there are more of them that probably just prioritize having a good balance between work and life. They want to get rewarded for their work and to still have the freedom to recharge when they need it. Many millennials are either going to be entering the workplace or they did enter a corporate world that was already much different from previous generations, a working world where employers are increasingly seeing their employees as being more expendable. Millennials understand the need to continually work on their skills to remain employable. Although some generations previous to millennials, you know, they see them as disconnected or having a sense of entitlement, I believe this isn't necessarily the case all the time. They have more student loan debt compared to previous generations. They are good at saving money in many cases and even frugal at times. And truthfully, millennials just understand that career development is not something that will definitely come with hard work and employer loyalty. Millennials, they're growingly realizing career development and learning new skills is the key to survival. If they work for an employer that doesn't offer opportunity, they might not stick around. And this is not because they don't want to work for success or to be financially rewarded. It's because they understand loyalty is dead in many cases. They understand the need to develop themselves without waiting for an employer to reward them. Millennials want to make it happen when they are due for success and not getting it, they will find it themselves if an employer does not provide it to them. One of the big things today for a lot of the younger generation that I find encouraging is their desire to have some type of side hustle. You know, they find a way to make extra money on the side. Some millennials do it simply because they need the money. Others do it to eventually, hopefully, leave their corporate employer and make a business of their own. A growing number of millennials realize that success in many instances is only going to happen with making their own dreams instead of fulfilling someone else's. Next time you have a conversation with someone from the millennial generation, if you are from a previous time, have an open mind. They really aren't all entitled kids that want success at the speed of light without working for it. What you have to remember is millennials, they just plainly live in a different generation that has certainly changed from previous ones. Thanks for listening to the Smart Start Money podcast. If you like this podcast, please subscribe. You can also visit smartstartmoney.com for articles on life and money. I always like to hear from listeners. If you have questions or comments on this podcast episode, let me know at eric@smartstartmoney.com. Join me on the next podcast as I answer a question on my thoughts to keeping a low unemployment rate. Although the discussion by a lot of economists and financial experts focuses on taxes, my answer is much different. The answer I have not only would keep people employed, but it would likely increase national security. There's a big problem in the U.S. economy that has been at work for some time now, and it's not just the government.